Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Happiness Learned. I ended up getting sick, so lost my voice, so I wasn't able to do last week, but I'm back. So this week, the topic that I wanted to cover, I'm going to be doing interviews, by the way, and free sessions for people that are recorded, so other people can learn from them and benefit. But today, what I wanted to talk about was the topic of disappointment. So, the holidays are an interesting time. And by the way, if you think about it, who came up with these dates? In certain cultures, the New Year starts in spring. Other cultures starts in September. I mean, it's all over the place. So, part of this, I want you to just remember is some of this stuff has been created, fabricated throughout time, like this idea about Santa Claus and that we all need to be, using green and red, wherever this came from. It came from somewhere. So just try to keep that in mind, that because it came from somewhere and it's not inherently true, it's fabricated, and we all sort of agreed as a collective that we're going to celebrate these things to, whichever things in the holidays you celebrate. You can also have more power than maybe you realize for how you want to celebrate, if you want to celebrate, and yeah, making it a positive experience for you and those that you love. So, that being said, there tends to be a fair amount of, I would say, disappointment and being kind of let down during the holidays. Why is that? Well, as a general rule, we can get expectations. So, I see this with people that are getting married or having babies or buying a house or whatever, thing they're excited about, which is fantastic. They're getting a new job. But the reality is, in the end, and this is not a fatalistic comment, I swear to you, in the end, nothing works. Meaning, in the end, none of the things that we hold on to, we grab onto outside of ourselves are going to be it, are going to be fulfilling. It's just not the case. The best way is to start from inside of yourself first, cultivating the feelings that you're wanting, the fulfillment, and things that reflect that will start coming into your life. Okay, so that being said, I wanted to share just some small examples from my own life, my own childhood, about the holidays and just some little things that I found for me, had an impact and led me to this realization where I don't really get disappointed during the holidays anymore because I don't want to say it's because I have no expectations. It's because my ideas of it are different. I go into it with a different mindset, not the mindset of whatever culture is sort of trying to program me to have, or religion, or any group, or anything. I go into it thinking, okay, what is most authentic for me? What is my most authentic holiday? And I find that I'm way less disappointed when I go about doing this way. Doesn't mean there isn't discomfort, but I also think that the holidays can be a time where we can also give of ourselves, and give our own compassion and love. And there's something I've generally seen is a lot of people don't seem to have very much love in them to give. And what do I mean by that? Well, if we're thinking that it's like Valentine's Day or other certain holidays, if we go into it with this expectation that it's going to be this magical, amazing experience, and we're going to get all this love and kindness and gifts and, different issues will be worked out, well, we could be setting ourselves up on accident for pain. That's not to say you shouldn't have hopes and dreams and wishes and all of that. That's not what I mean at all. It's more just you can be setting yourself up when you have unrealistic expectations. So I would say two things. Authentic celebration for you and figuring out what that means. And then realistic expectations and how those two things can coincide together. Those would be two big things that I've learned that have made a big difference. And the people that I see that don't do this suffer greatly. And this is not just the holidays, this is any life experience. I've seen this with friends and family that have had weddings. I've seen this with friends and family that have had babies, bought houses, lost weight and thought the world was going to change because they got into shape, got a certain type of education, got a certain job. I mean, you name it, whatever is on the outside that you think you build up in your mind. It's not that you shouldn't have hopes and dreams. It's just if you get too attached to those preferences, you will set yourself up for pain. And so we have a lot more control over this letdown, disappointment thing than you might realize. So I'm going to give a couple of examples to support this. So when I was growing up, I was like, Miss Christmas. I loved Christmas. It was not just Christmas for me. It was like a month-long celebration. It was an overtop magical experience. I remember when I was like, I'm the oldest of three kids, and I have two younger brothers. And when I was like 7 or 8 years old, or even 6 years old, I just made such a big deal about it. We would have this Christmas tree, and I would just lay by that Christmas tree for days, weeks before Christmas, and I would listen to Christmas music, and I would be in Christmas clothes, and I even felt like I had a special relationship with Santa Claus, which, by the way, was completely in my head, but it really felt real to me. And some examples that proved to me this real special relationship was I had these special miniature ceramic red Santa boots. They're like tiny little ones. They're kind of like a big ornament. And I'd put these little Santa boots above the fireplace along with love notes, gratitude notes, appreciation notes, and toys. Like I gave Santa, quotation Santa, my favorite Barbie sticker book, which I never got back, and some other toy. Like, I just was like, oh, I was very worried because I felt like nobody was helping Santa. Someone needed to give him stuff too. I would give him cookies. I mean, I took it very seriously. Because I was thinking other kids weren't, appreciating him as much as he needed to be appreciated because he worked so hard that one night. And I would wait by the Christmas tree with my blankets and pillows, like I said, for days before Christmas, with Christmas music going. And I would just imagine anticipation, the magic of him coming down the chimney and fireplace. And in my mind, there was magical Santa dust that would be everywhere. And it would just be like the house was filled with magic one day a year. And I used to try to stay up all night and even make my brother stay up next to the tree in excited anticipation waiting for him. I was really ready to find him. I was so much in anticipation of him that even when I would stay up late, even if my parents came out with gifts, I didn't make the connection. It was Santa. I thought it was them. And then Santa was coming later. So I never made it. And I never was able to stay up all night despite my best efforts. And for me, that was the reason why I didn't see Santa was because I failed us to make it all night long. So usually I'd fall asleep around 11 and then I'd, wake back up about 3 a.m. and be by the tree. And I'd always be by the tree after he had arrived. I always missed him. So Christmas Eve was a night of magic and wonder. And it was the one day a year that I knew in all my heart there was a connection to magic and incredible things outside of the pain and challenges that I saw on a regular basis and the things that were painful for me. I was a really sensitive kid and I still do, but I felt like everyone's feelings all the time, even though I didn't really understand it. I just was very affected by everything. My dad would work like 100-hour weeks, and when he was home, he was exhausted or grumpy. And my mom had very severe chronic depression and would just be in her room a lot of times, or it was largely debilitating. She really struggled. And I was sort of left in charge of taking care of my brothers a lot of the time, since maybe age 5 or 6 years old, and I would help with making food. I cook at the stove, I babysit, I helped with behavioral and violence issues, I would even change diapers, help with homework. I taught my one brother to read. So my mom used to say, since I was 5, she felt like I was a mature, like a miniature adult, like I was mature and didn't really need her. And my dad, I felt like when I was a kid, he kind of treated me like I was sort of a mini him. I don't think he knew really how to handle a female child. So with Santa Claus, coming back to that, I didn't feel alone. I felt like there was magic in the world. And I knew there was someone incredible who came and loved me and took care of all the kids in the world. And I would pray every night for all the kids in the world to be happy and have presents. And it was just the most magical thing. So you can probably guess where this is going with how excited I was about Christmas. So, as high as I got about Christmas is how low it got. And over time, what was my greatest joy? This holiday's become, I gotta tell you, my greatest pain. And this is bizarre that it was went from that to this. I'll try not to cry, but now I associate with Christmas with the death of a cousin of mine from an overdose, and the near death of my brother from an overdose, and a lot of hardship and pain, and just I associate with a lot of pain, which is amazing how it switched, how it changed. And eventually I learned or figured out about Santa, and it just sort of shifted everything. Christmas became more kind of going through the motions and people acting a certain way, but it wasn't authentic. It wasn't authentically who they were. Going through a lot of, checking the boxes of what you're supposed to do for the holidays. And as I got older, I started to see the self-absorption of my brothers, the exhaustion or absence or depression of family members, people's different issues and the weird gifts they'd get, like clothes that were too big and didn't fit me, or socks and sweatpants, or food I was allergic to and they knew I was allergic to. So, yeah, it turned into something like a letdown. It went from the greatest joy and excitement to probably the greatest letdown, which might sound silly, but the reason I'm sharing this is I learned great things, and I've shifted that and transformed that energy of letdown into something now that has carried me every day. And so I'm very thankful for that. So there's been many greater tragedies in my life and others' lives than some of the letdowns about Christmas. But I learned about how to generate the energy of magic, gratefulness, appreciation, joy, happiness within myself, because I realized something. And I also want to mention I had a doll too named Kristen that was with me on these Christmases, and I thought she was magical too. But she ended up getting destroyed by one of my brothers. But I figured out that the connection I had to Christmas and the connection I had to this doll, and just all these ideas about magical things, It all came from me. I was the source of that magic. I was the source of that excitement. And I would spread it around to everyone. I'd get my brother so excited and everyone else so excited. It was coming from me. You know, much like what I've also learned about other aspects of life, the thing that you are wanting to experience, if you can generate that yourself, it's coming from you. You are the creator of it. And so it's a life skill that I'm actually able to integrate now. So how do I apply this nowadays? So okay. I'll give you another example. Thanksgiving. It's actually my favorite holiday. I love Thanksgiving. I love it mostly because I feel for me, what I've created it into is a day of 4 days of solid resting, time with my loved ones, wonderful food, and just trying to bathe in the energy of appreciation and gratefulness and rest for 4 days. I found gratitude and appreciation to be one of the most transformative and powerful energies for manifestation, for attracting what you want, for creating a life that you want, for the blocks and the painful things to fall away. And so it's the other reason why I really love Thanksgiving. And yes, there's a whole history to Thanksgiving, and not, you know, setting that history aside, I've turned Thanksgiving into a celebration of appreciation for 4 days. And that doesn't mean forcing yourself to be happy about things you're not happy about. For me, appreciation is that energy, that experience, and harnessing it and focusing in on it. So, for example, if I look at clouds and I just feel appreciation and they're so beautiful, I just focus on that emotion, and try to feel that feeling as much as possible. So how do you handle that when you get let down? Well, I will share another little story. I remember one of my biggest letdown Thanksgivings was, so I have a lot of food allergies. I've always been sensitive to foods and gluten and stuff like that. I can't have milk or gluten, lemon or walnuts. It creates anaphylaxis in me, breathing problems, celiac. So, for me, a lot, I used to have a lot of health issues, and we figured out the majority of them were all diet related. So I'm doing like so much better now that I've changed my diet, but the people that are close to me, well, you don't have to even be that close to me. You just go to dinner with me or lunch or something and you'll see it. But the people that spend time with me, they know I have these problems. And they're real problems. I've almost died like multiple times from anaphylaxis from reactions to food. So you can guess where I'm going with this. So I remember one Thanksgiving in particular. The food was made by people that knew for sure about my problems, my health problems. And yet, what was made was walnut brownies that had milk, gluten, and walnuts, mashed potatoes with cream, vegetables with cheese, bread with gluten, ice cream made from cow's milk, and pies that were made from milk, wheat, and lemon. Like, I couldn't eat anything. It was almost like it was planned to be food I couldn't eat. So, you know, talk about a slap in the face. And these family members, they all knew me, they knew the situation. It almost felt like it was intentional. And I remember thinking, man, I wonder if the person that made this food like hates me or something. So, because I couldn't eat any of it. And they didn't even apologize. I didn't even care. So, talk about a letdown. I mean, this is like my favorite holiday, and the food was made so I couldn't eat it. So, when I confronted them about it, they acted like they completely forgot and had no idea about my allergies. By the way, this person definitely knew about my allergies. So Was it hurtful? Yes. I really felt like this person hated me and used Thanksgiving as like a weapon to kind of upset me. Was it confusing? It made me feel like the person in charge of the food wanted me to die from anaphylaxis or at least get very sick. Kind of. It kind of made me think this person wanted me to get sick. It was so weird. So yes, you could say it basically ruined the holiday. I was very hurt, not just about the food, but just it was like this attack. Like I felt like this person was telling me without telling me that they hated me and wanted me to have an anaphylactic reaction. So I just had to acknowledge what it was. I stayed calm. I tried to be detached. And so I decided to go ahead and make my own potatoes from scratch. With no cream, I just made it with like olive oil. And there was some meat that I could eat. I try not to eat too much meat, but there was meat I could eat that didn't have any sauce on it. That was a problem. And there was some dark chocolate I found that I could eat because I couldn't have the dessert. So was it perfect? Not really, but I was flexible and I decided to focus on how much I liked the food I did have and being thankful for myself that I take care of myself. Another Thanksgiving that was interesting, and actually, I have to say, it was my best Thanksgiving that I can remember. I still look back and be like, oh, I love that Thanksgiving. And I'm just filled with appreciation and joy. I had a one bedroom apartment and a little dog, and I had invited I think it was like three or four family members over, and they were gonna be traveling in. And I got all the food ready, kind of like the night before. I was ready to cook, and then the day of, I remember one or two people were stuck at the airport. Their flight got messed up, like they couldn't arrive. And then the other people were sick and they couldn't drive. And so it was just ended up being me by myself. It was the best Thanksgiving ever. All I did, I had like three, I remember I had like three or four platefuls of all the Thanksgiving food I made. I hung out with my dog. I binge watched like tons of nice movies. I just rested and I just felt this sense of appreciation and joy. And I did actually want them to come visit. It's not like I didn't want them to visit. I wanted them to, but I took it and I turned it into something different and new. I let go of the attachment of what I thought it would be, and it was perfect. It was like my best Thanksgiving. So my point is, the holidays can be wonderful. And now I'd say they mostly are, because I've learned from past experiences how to navigate things. That being said, I have some challenges of my own coming up this holiday season, but I know what I'm getting into mostly going into it. And I honor that I choose certain things. You can choose to see certain people or not. And then even when you're around certain people, you can choose kind of a plan ahead of time of how to handle it. If they say mean things, do unkind things, make you food that could kill you. I'm kidding. Have, backup plans. You can bring books, you can bring little things to work on, talk to friends, exercise, try to pre-plan it. But I will say that if we expect people to be other than who they are, we get hurt. And that's why I think the disappointments happen is we might expect for some reason that on this one day or these certain days, people are going to be different. But people are people. But we can be different. And we can decide to generate within ourselves what we need and expect less, not in sort of a sad way, but in a way that we will get our needs met. So I already know going into these Christmas holidays, God forbid, once again, a bunch of food is made and I can't eat anything, I'll order Chinese takeout. It'll be fine. I don't expect something else. I expect for me to take care of me. You know, if I don't get any good gifts except some socks and sweatpants, that's okay. I'll be appreciative of that and I'll get myself something that I like. That's nice. It's the best thing you can do is to stay in the highest vibrational state you can. What I've learned is the best way for me to stay in a high vibrational state when I'm in challenging situations is to not expect a lot from others and then also to give love. So I can, of course, ask for things, hope for things, but by me unconditionally loving others, that makes me feel better. And I find that it helps navigate any sort of situation. So unconditionally loving, maintaining detachment, not expecting too much, but then also making sure that I do nice things for myself. Like, for example, I like to get my nails done sometimes, so I'm gonna make sure that I do that. I like gluten-free chocolate chip cookies, so I'm gonna make sure that I go and make those. So, you know, as one of my family members used to say, don't go to the hardware store looking for apples. And what was meant by that was if you're going to certain people for gifts, love, kindness, acceptance, whatever, and they don't give it to you, it may be that they don't even have it in them to give. It's like being emotionally bankrupt. It might be that you have more inside of you. So even though it is the season of joy and the season of giving, remember to also give back to yourself and to try to come in with as much as possible an energy of appreciation and unconditional love and detachment. And I promise you will bring into your life positive things. You will manifest a better holiday season. And a lot of people, they need love and energy. And so if you are able to give it, then that energy will flow through you to others, and you will be also experiencing it. And it will eventually come back to you, I promise. If you can be a generator of love, kindness, compassion, and detachment yourself, both you and others will be uplifted no matter what is happening during this holiday season. Okay. So much love to you and wishing you all from me happy, wonderful holidays filled with a lot of unconditional love, appreciation, and magic for feeling like there's going to be new beginnings and new possibilities this coming year. Okay. And I look forward to sharing with you, the next show soon. Bye.